could be turbulent for the markets. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. As a way to calm nervous investors, the government could make an announcement later about the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and efforts to prevent wider fallout.
This is something that I worry could be a trend. Usually when one bank goes down, more banks go down.
House Republican James Comer on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures.
The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is leaving many tech startups wondering how to keep their lights on. The second largest failure of an American financial institution has been taking its toll on global markets since federal regulators shut its doors on Friday.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the situation is much different from the 2008 financial crisis. The battle lines have been drawn over President Biden's proposed budget.
The Biden administration's spending plan, a $6.8 trillion proposal, is being sold as one that will reduce the deficit and raise taxes on the wealthy. Republicans are looking for cuts in spending. Louisiana GOP Senator John Kennedy says one Biden proposal, student loan forgiveness, needs to go.
Cost $400 billion on over 10 years. We already had a plan to repay student debt. It's called a job.
Senator Kennedy appeared exclusively on Fox News Sunday. Democrats say Americans should be worried that Social Security and Medicare are on the list of Republican cuts.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A developing story off the coast of San Diego. Emergency officials say at least 8 people were killed after 2 boats capsized last night. Another 7 people are missing. Authorities suspect the boats were being used for smuggling. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The story of a long and challenging journey is being told by Fox News reporter Benjamin Hall. He was severely injured in Ukraine last year while covering Russia's invasion.
From the minute I was injured and the attack happened and I was lying on the floor with my leg missing and bleeding everywhere, I thought, I'm going home no matter what. I'm going to see my wife and children.
Hall, who spoke to Fox News Sunday, lost his right leg, left foot, and most of his left hand. To the battlefield, where fierce fighting continues in the city of Bakhmut, Russian forces have not made any significant advances. She's considered a possible contender in next year's presidential race, South Dakota's Republican Governor Kristi Noem, who in recent weeks has spoken about the threat posed by China.
I was the first governor to take action to ban TikTok here in our state, and we saw over 24 different states take action and Congress after that.
The governor on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. 4 astronauts who spent 5 months at the International Space Station are back on Earth. They were brought home in a SpaceX Dragon capsule that splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico last night. Astronomers say you don't want to miss this one.
It's being billed as the comet of the decade, newly discovered Comet C-2023-A3, which will be visible to the naked eye, even in big cities and suburbs, will whiz past Earth next year. Astronomer Peter Veris of the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics says this particular interstellar visitor is no threat to our blue planet. Though it lacks a catchy name, like, say, Halley's Comet, C-2023-A3 will be over 43 million million miles from Earth at its closest point as it zooms by at 35,000 miles per hour.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.